adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
This electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures is brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, especially delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. Dick Tracy Jr. sure has lots of quick energy, hasn't he? Well, that's the way you want to be, trigger-fast in thought and action. And you can be if you eat the right food, because all your energy comes from the food you eat. Now, you take Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice, for instance. Those two swell-tasting cereals give you all the nourishment of wheat and rice in its most delicious, digestible form. That's because they're shot from guns. The grains of energy-rich wheat and rice are exploded to 8 times their normal size. Now, that changes them from small, hard kernels into crisp, tempting grains of wholesome goodness like magic. Now, they're specially easy to digest. All the trigger-fast food energy is retained, and you can use it quickly and easily. It's great fun to have puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next, the way thousands of wide-awake families do. Try it. Ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice right away from the grocer who displays the famous Dick Tracy headquarters sign. In our last episode, we heard how Junior was saved from Kyle's men by the mysterious Purple Rider who, leaving Kyle's men tied to trees, rode off with Junior. He intended to pick up 2 other members of Kyle's gang held prisoner at his hideout, bring them back to the cabin, and force all to walk to their deaths over the side of the precipice. Meanwhile, Dick and Pat arrived at Kyle's cabin in answer to Junior's code message and found Junior gone. The Purple Rider was about to return to the cabin when Junior, fighting for law and order, turned the tables on the mystery man.
What are you going to do with me, Junior?
I'm afraid I'll have to turn you over to Dick Tracy. Come on, let's get going. We return to Pitchburn right away. Move, Ryder.
Now, wait a minute.
I said move.
All right. All right, I'm going.
I'm sorry I had to do it, Ryder, but it was the only way. You see, you wouldn't listen to reason.
And there's only one way to reason with Vern and Kyle and his coyotes.
Yes, but your way is not the legal way. Not Dick Tracy's way.
You're a strange youngster.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm only doing what Dick Tracy taught me.
Even though you've prevented me from doing what I set out to do, I can't help liking you.
Yes, and I can't help being grateful to you because, well, after all, you did save my life. You won't believe this, but by preventing you from taking the law into your own hands...
He's doing me a great favor. If you're taking me back to Pitchblende, let's get going.
Right.
I suppose you want me to unmask, eh? I suppose you want to know who I am?
Yes, I do, but I'm not going to unmask you. That's Dick's job, not mine. Besides, I do owe you something, and if you want to remain a man of mystery, it's all right with me. My job, as I see it, is to turn you over to Tracy. It's Dick's job from there on. All right, shall we go?
Jumping jellyfish. It's the kid. He's captured the Purple Rider.
It looks that way, doesn't it, Baldy?
Well, what do you know? Hey, kid, what are you going to do with us?
I'm taking you back to Pitchblende and Dick Tracy, boys.
Junior is very anxious to see that you boys get a fair trial.
A fair trial, huh? If we get in a court of law and those minors are in the jury, we won't have a chance.
I was going to save you the trouble.
Never mind that.
Listen, kid, I want to talk to you.
You have nothing to say to me. All right, Ryder, up on your horse. I'll ride this one here.
That's Pinto. He's a pretty wild Mustang. You sure you can ride him?
Oh, I think so. Easy, boy. Easy, boy. I guess I'll be all right.
All right, you're in. Hey, you're in. Get up, Ranger.
Get up there, Pinto. Come on, boy.
Riding up these mountain fields isn't any too easy on these horses, Dick.
No, Pat, it isn't. But it's got to be done. Wait a minute. Hold a minute. Rein your horse in.
What's up?
We can get a good view of the valley and those mountains from here.
See any sign of the rider's hideout? I don't see anything.
No, neither do I. Not a sign. No smoke, nothing.
Guess we'll just have to keep on moving.
Yes, I suppose so.
You're worried about Junior, aren't you, Dick?
Yes, I am, Pat.
I don't think the Purple Rider'd harm him. He's out to help us.
Yes, I suppose in his own way he is, but he's going about it the wrong way. I haven't any quarrel with his motives, Pat. It's his method I object to.
Yeah, I know. If only we could nail Vernon Kyle and his gang before the Purple Rider gets to him.
Well, for the Purple Rider's sake, as well as the miners of Pitchblende, I hope so.
Dick, how much longer is it going to take to get the goods on Kyle?
I don't know, Pat. Maybe a few days, maybe a week, maybe longer. One thing is certain, we're not leaving Pitchblende until we've broken Vernon Kyle's hold on the town.
Well, he certainly has a hold on us, stranglehold. Look at the way he's horned in on the miners' claims. Fleeced them of every cent he could get his hands on.
That isn't the most vicious of his activities by any means.
You're thinking of the radium?
Yeah. And I don't like to think of what might happen if Vernon Kyle gained control of the radium industry in this part of the country.
Radium's pretty expensive, isn't it, Dick?
Expensive is hardly the word, Pat. I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but 1 gram of radium is valued at $100,000.
$100,000? Just for 1 gram?
Yes, it's so rare, you see, Pat, and so difficult to get. Hundreds of tons of pitchblende yield a very, very small amount of radium.
I can see now why you're taking this case so seriously. The world's radium supply would be practically cut off if Kyle gained control of the pitchblende deposits up here.
Well, not quite that, Pat, but it would seriously cripple the supply. At any rate, we've got to stop Vernon Kyle.
Well, just how are you going to do it? Kyle seems to cover his tracks pretty well.
That's true. Our problem would be made so much easier if only we could get the miners and pitchblende to testify in a court of law against Kyle.
Well, can't we?
I don't know. I've been around talking to many of them, Pat. Kyle has them all so terrorized that they're afraid to testify. Afraid to appear in court to say a word against him.
Well, it's not hard to understand. Kyle's men have beaten miners up, dragged them out of bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and... I know. It requires courage. Courage with which we'll have to imbue these men. If they're ever to beat Kyle.
Well, maybe after we've brought some of Kyle's men in as our prisoners, the miners will see that Kyle isn't unbeatable. Maybe that'll give them the courage you've been talking about.
Perhaps. And then again, perhaps it'll add to our difficulty.
Well, I don't see that, Dick.
Well, when we return to town, bringing with us several of Kyle's men, he's going to, well, to take it in poor grace, shall I say.
Oh, he isn't going to like it.
Like it? What he'll undoubtedly do is to bring pressure on those miners. Desperation, he's going to try to make a quick cleanup. And that's going to mean a wave of dirty undercover work, terrorization, beatings, threats. But you know the sinister routine as well as I do.
Well, are we going to stand by and let him get away with it?
Hardly. Must be some way of getting the evidence we need against Kyle, Pat. Some way we haven't thought of. It'll turn up, I'm sure of that. We've always placed our faith in decency and justice. And we're not going to abandon our faith at this point. Hello, what's that?
What's what?
Look across the valley there.
Where? Oh, I see. Looks like 4 horsemen.
Yes. Yes, and one of them's the Purple Rider. And one of them's Junior.
Who are the other two?
They must be Baldy and his pal, the men the Purple Rider kidnapped.
Dick, isn't there something funny down there? Junior's riding the horse in the rear with the other three in front. It looks to me like...
You're right, Pat. You're right. The three of them are Junior's prisoners.
I wonder what could have happened?
Well, we'll soon know. Come on. Let's ride over to meet them.
Right. Yeah.
Junior.
Yes, Ryder?
What are you going to do about Butch and Curly?
Well, we're going to pick them up and take them back to Pitchblende with us. They can ride with Baldy and his friend there.
Hello, Junior!
Well, look who... Gosh, it's Dick Tracy!
So I see.
Hi, Dick! Hello, Pat!
Hello, Junior.
Hi, Junior. What's happened? Looks like you're riding herd on the boys.
Yeah, they're all my prisoners. Gee, isn't that swell, Dick?
Oh. Tracy, your young friend is to be congratulated. He turned the tables on me very neatly. He managed to locate a gun I had lying around. And
I didn't say I had a gun, Ryder.
What do you mean?
Well, it wasn't a gun I was holding in my pocket. Here, look.
Well, an old broken stirrup.
Yeah, I picked it up outside your cabin.
Well, I must say...
Junior, I'm proud of you. It looks as if you've not only captured the Purple Rider, but part of Kyle's gang as well. We've got a couple of others waiting back at Kyle's headquarters.
Junior, you did a swell job.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Boy, where do we ride into town with a whole bunch of them? Won't everybody be surprised, though, huh?
Well, Tracy, we meet again.
Yes, and I'm glad of it. I warned you that no matter what your motives were, you had no right to take the law in your own hands, to decide to administer justice in your own way. Well, I'm afraid I have no other choice now but to turn you over to the Mounted Police.
So you're going to turn me over to the police, eh?
I am. You've made that unavoidable. However, you'll get every consideration. Meanwhile, I want to know who you are.
Yeah, it's about time we found that out.
Remove that hood, Ryder.
You know who I am, Tracy.
Do I? I'm afraid I don't.
Come on. Take off that purple hood.
I'm afraid I can't do that. In fact, you'll have to catch me first.
Dick, he's getting away.
No, don't shoot, Pat. We don't want to get him that way.
Say, Dick, he's heading for that cliff. He's going to try to jump to the other side. He'll never make it, Dick. Where are you going, Dick?
Better catch him. He mustn't escape us now.
Look at that boy ride. Yeah, look at the purple rider. He's coming to the cliff. Look, he's going to jump his horse.
Yeah.
He made it by the skin of his teeth.
Dick, don't try it. Don't try it.
Pat, Dick's going right after him. Dick's going to try and make it, too.
There he goes. Pat, he'll get hurt. He'll never make it.
Oh, he's made it, Junior. He's made it.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Pat, look. Dick's uncoiling his lariat.
Yeah.
He's going to try and lasso the purple rider.
Yeah, yeah. He's swinging the rope. He's letting it go.
He's done it. He's pulled the rider from his horse.
All right, Ryder, I've got you. No tricks now. Don't get up till I get off this horse.
Hey, you won't get off that horse alive, Tracy. I've got a gun. Your young friend forgot to relieve me of both my guns.
I warn you, Ryder, don't shoot.
And I warn you, Tracy, not to interfere with me. You didn't heed that warning, and I've got you covered. The game is up, Tracy.
What will Dick do now, covered by the gun of the Purple Rider? Can there be any escape for the great detective? And who is the Purple Rider? Well, see if you can guess. And now we're all ready for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the delicious, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy.
The meeting will now come to order, and tomorrow's the big day, patrol members. It's official patrol badge day.
Yes, that's an official assignment right from Dick Tracy himself to you. You see, Dick knows that you patrol members wear your badges most of the time. But now that the patrol is a great national organization of the finest boys and girls in the country, Dick wants all the members to be sure to wear their badge on one special day.
And that day is tomorrow.
Then everyone will realize what a powerful force for law and order your Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol actually is.
So be sure to wear your badge tomorrow. Wear the badge of the highest rank that you've been promoted to.
And tell all the patrol members you know to wear their badges tomorrow, too. And if there are any that you didn't see today, well, you call them on the phone right now.
Right. And if any of your friends haven't joined the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division yet, tell them how easy it is to join and how much fun it is.
And if you're not a member yet yourself, join the patrol right away. Now, Dick Tracy wants you to. Here's all you do. Just tear the tops off two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice packages. Then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. Also write Boy if you're a boy, or Girls Division if you're a girl at the top of the page. And then mail it with your two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then you're a full-fledged member of one of the finest organizations for boys and girls in the world.
Right. And you'll realize that tomorrow when you see all the patrol members wearing their badges.
And you'll be mighty proud that you're wearing yours.
And remember that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. So ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting, electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now, and that is all.